not a bird.
Yeah.
So is this.
Thank you. Thank you.
Must be free now.
Oh yeah.
Is it it's the purpose.
Okay, yeah. I can never tell.
Only guitar player in the world you ever have to say that to.
Yeah.
I'm always scared.
Did I blow something up? Is that me again?
How about a
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Little song of mine called Misunderstood. Please don't let me be. A pretty song for you, and then we'll take a T-Nancy break so that you might be able to talk, say howdy, and not go, what? And again, thank you for taking a chance on music. Thank you so much. We get to do it all the time. Because I tell you what, musicians, we play for nobody. It's a lot more fun when you're here. Song my friend our friend Vince Romick wrote this with Robert Hunter shortly after his tenure in the Grateful Dead and right before we were in the Jerry Lightfoot band The Wonder together. Myself and Cole had the privilege of recording this up at Levon Helms' place a few years back, and I hope you like it. It's a song called The Golden Stairs. Pretty as we'll get, so grab your loved one.
Thank you. Carol L. Solomon. We have Sandy Kevin Lance, Carol the Motherland. We'll be right back. Give yourself a drink and say hi. I said cheers, and yet I had water, and I feel like that was cheating.
So we try it again.
Oh, there it is. Okay, good.
So we try it again.
Cheers. God bless you. Prost, skull, much love. Hey!
Paul Roerman, welcome to Roerman.
Close, my friend, close.
A little song about little screaming Kenny, a song called She Wants to Know.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh.
to do a drink.
This song is one of the first songs written by Miss Janis Joplin, and in case you're wondering, yes, we are from Texas, and I do know it's illegal at home, but we're not at home, so. Well, good, can drink it, you. If you're looking for the original version, sometimes people ask me, where the hell did you find that? It's on the typewriter tape. So there you go. What good can drink do? This new song is a little song of mine. I hope you like it.
I wrote this when I was upset at somebody for calling me up early in the morning and trying to sell me something. I don't know if you have people that do that. Very, very rude. But it's a job, so I can dig it. So this particular salesman calls me up at 9 o'clock in the morning and asks me for the man of the house. I'm sure that's a great way to settle things and talking to a woman like that. So I wrote a little song called I'm the Man. I hope you like it. Yeah. potentially illegal behavior in my friend.
There's a song called Why Do We Do It in the Road? No,
one of my favorite times doing this song was one night we were over at Leon Helm's place, and he hadn't been singing in a while, and we decided, you know, we said, we'd really like you to come sing a song with us. I said, oh, sure, man, I'd love to. Huh, what should it be? What should it be? And my husband walks by about that time, and he says, let's go get stoned. And I don't know if it was a song request or just a suggestion of how to live, but Howard Johnson wrote up charts, and we played the song in the next set, and it's one of my favorite things in the world. So I encourage you, if you'd like to sing along, feel free, the loudest note is right. I'm just saying.
Thank you.
I somehow knew you might know the words. I don't know. The choir robes when I came in.
So what do you think about a nasty rock and roll song? Is that all right? You hear a little Freddie King all right? Because I'm feeling it myself right about now. Especially these days, Emily, you belong to
Walk On. It is a pro-migration, shake your butt and meet your neighbor kind of song. Just telling you how it was.
Thank you.